This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
God will enable you to do things that you would never do on your own. You know what? Like forgive. God can enable you to do things like you never would do on your own, like love somebody who said, I'll never show any love to him. I'll never show any love to her. But God can enable you to do that which you said you could never do because of his Spirit in your life. This week, the phone rang in the office, as it does all the time. But no one was picking up on it. The phone just kept ringing and ringing. And so, as I do from when that happens occasionally, I answered the phone. Man was on the other end of the phone. He said, I just listened to your radio program. He was choking back tears. He said, you don't know what that program meant to me today in terms of grief. I'm losing a friend at hospice in Dayton. I know he's going to die, and he said, I just cut loose with my grief when you were talking about grief. And here's what I shared in that program. I think it relates to this. So many people say, I don't know what to say at a funeral home. And I've actually had people say, well, I'm not going to the funeral home for my friend because what am I going to say? Who am I? And I always tell people this, your presence speaks volumes. You going up to a person at a funeral home saying, I don't know what to say, but God does. And God is the God of all comfort who comforts us in our grief. And when you speak comfort in reference to the Lord God Almighty and you speak that into someone's life, I want to suggest to you, comfort of God. Comfort of God. Comfort of God. Coming from you into that person's life. Why? Because you're so spiritual, has nothing to do with you or me. It has to do with the presence of God that comes through your expression of support, your expression of sympathy. And God uses that. Because you see, God hasn't given us a spirit of timidity or fear, but of power, of love and self-control. It's all about him. Four statements today. I hope you go home with them. What would you be if the will of God had free rein in your life? That speaks to a man today. I don't even know who you are, but it speaks to you. It speaks to a woman today. I have no idea who you are. All three services today. Somebody said, that speaks to me. Who do you pray for constantly? Who prays for you constantly? If nothing else, it's a reminder to all of us that we don't pray enough. And in some cases, people would have to say, I don't pray at all. Thirdly, there are generational curses as well as generational blessings. Decide you're not going to be another link in the chain of the generational curse. You're going to be the one who breaks the link and says, I'm going to be a generational blessing. Because of Jesus Christ in our lives, and it stops with this generation. And fourthly, God gives us the power to love and to practice self-discipline. It's all about him. God wants to work in your life. In this week's message, I'll leave you with this. A Christian is not a counselor, psychologist. A Christian's not a psychiatrist who hands out human advice to people's problems. A Christian is a man or woman who's a witness to the power of God. What we need in our country today are more people who are willing to witness to the power of God. God has worked in my life, and God has comforted me, and God has helped me with this situation in our family. And that, just sharing that with another person brings blessing into them. As we share the grace of God, we experience the grace of God. And some people never experience the grace of God because they never share it with anybody. God didn't give you grace and comfort so you could keep it to yourself. Hey, thanks. We're comforted by God so we can comfort other people. We're blessed so we can be a blessing. God gives to us so we can give to other people. We are ministered to by the Holy Spirit so we can minister to other people. And that's a lesson that all of us in this room need to learn today.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.